Jerry Bader Show. It doesn't look like this is going to go anywhere, but I think the principle is still important. A Republican lawmaker proposed that local municipalities could veto the State Department of Transportation if they didn't want a roundabout on a state project in their community. And I know that this sounds favorable to a lot of people who don't like roundabouts. My argument is, okay, where does it stop? The lawmaker's argument, David Craig, Republican from Big Bend, his argument is, well, local municipalities know best. Do they know better than traffic engineers? They know what the people in their community want. And I think as more and more people get their license now, you know, we're in a generation where they have to go through a roundabout probably to get their license. Fewer and fewer people are going to be uncomfortable with them. Why just roundabouts? Why can't a local municipality veto anything? I mean, we have public hearings to express concerns about a state project. But then if a local municipality doesn't like, I don't know, anything. We don't want three lanes. We want six lanes. We don't want six lanes. We want three lanes. Why limit their veto power? I think you're opening a dangerous and kind of stupid door here. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. But I suspect, I know there are a lot of listeners who don't like roundabouts who would like this concept. I think it's a dangerous concept. Steve on a cell. Steve, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Hey, Jerry, love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, I live in a small community, Keel, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple years ago, they had state people come through and say, well, we're going to replace your corners on Highway 57 and 67. And they didn't need to be replaced. They were in good shape. But they said, we're going to do it anyways. And we said, no, we don't want them. Save your money. And they're like, no. I think local control would be better because the community knows best if that money needs to be spent. And also the one corner, which we have a five-way corner on, the one that really has the most accidents in our town. They didn't put one there.
Okay. Now, what you're saying, though, let's go back to the ones they wanted to do. You said they weren't necessary. Did the state say they weren't necessary?
The state said they weren't necessary. No, the state said they were necessary because there was, according to them, high-volume accidents.
Yeah.
But according to us, there weren't a lot of high-volume accidents.
Well, see,
according to us,
this is the peeing match that you're going to get into. Local municipalities are going to challenge state data. I don't know how this is ever going to work, and why should it be limited just to roundabouts? Why then, Steve, shouldn't you be able to say, you know what, we don't care about their state studies. No, they're wrong, so we don't want it. How is that going to work around the state?
Well, I'm not saying that the state didn't have valid documentation, but our municipality had valid documentation that demonstrated that their information was wrong. I'm just saying that the local control would be better financially because then we could say, okay, look, we're okay with putting one, but let's put one where it's really needed, where the most amount of accidents are happening.
All right, thanks a lot for the call. But see, I think it becomes subjective. By the way, another emailer brought up Keel. But this is my argument, though. You do have public hearings. You do have a way to challenge these. And if there are legitimate challenges with legitimate data, and I, by the way, would change my mind, if you can show me examples all over the state where local municipalities came up with conflicting data that were actual legitimate traffic studies, then maybe I would argue that there has to be some type of appeals process where, other than just the hearing process. But I think so much of it would be based on emotion. What Steve is saying and what an emailer is saying about the same situation in Keel is that there was conflicting valid data. That's a different matter. I can just see people, most of our constituents don't want that, so we don't want it. I think that would be a dangerous way to build roads. Craig in New London. Craig, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Hi, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had a project out here in the country on County T where they're going to be putting a roundabout in because the grant money was better for it, and it was going to be something that would be safer according to the DOT. Now, this is just a four-way intersection. Out here, we have a lot of large ag equipment, and the problem is when you have a single-lane roundabout, it's very hard to navigate that with combines, manure tankers,
yes.
And we just didn't have the traffic out here. And what we said locally didn't really matter until all of a sudden the grant funding changed. And then when they were going to have to pay more for it, well, then they decided just to go to a four-way stop, which is the logical way to do it anyways. I sometimes think that the DOT just runs away with this stuff, and they love roundabouts. They love Europe. They want to get us like Europe.
See, I disagree with that.
We don't need them in the country.
Okay. Now, that may be true, but I disagree with the last part of what you just said. I think there are studies that show, and I think you are making a legitimate point, and this is all things that I think can be debated, and maybe there should be a more vigorous appeals process where if you have data, and this is what I'm talking about. Now, you did both just now, Craig. You brought up the analytical, and you brought up the emotional.
Yep, and the emotional.
See, yeah, you brought up both. I am willing to accept the analytical. If
I should have just stopped on the head.
That's just right there, Craig. Thanks a lot for the call. But you couldn't help yourself because the emotional is very important to you. And that's my whole point in this. Jamie in Manitowoc. Jamie, go ahead.
Morning, Jerry. How are you doing this morning?
Good.
A couple things. I think communities understand their traffic flows maybe better than the state coming in from an outsider's perspective. For example, two things. Think about, I know you know this area, Highway 42 from Howard's Grove to Sheboygan.
Yep.
I have to check ESPN when I get home to make sure I haven't qualified for the Daytona 500 when I run that.
Yes.
You get to the end of that section, and there's a stoplight. So you go through all these series of roundabouts, but if traffic backs up, especially with the golf tournaments, what sense does it make to have the roundabouts?
Well, okay, now I've been thinking about this, where, and you just made the claim that locals know the traffic patterns better. What if every state project had, rather than a public appeal or hearing process, every state project had a local assessment, impact assessment and recommendation that had to, before, now understand what I'm saying, but not the way it works now, where the state says, okay, here's what we've decided, and you can tell us why you don't like it. What if we did this, where before the DOT makes its recommendation, local municipalities are asked for their input?
I would agree with that, because you look at, and I live in Manitowoc, so you look at where I-43 meets Highway 151. They didn't really think about having to get the wind towers in and out of town. Now they've had to expand their aprons on the on-ramps to account for the tractor.
There have been poorly designed ones, and I completely agree with you on that. On the other hand, you're from Manitowoc. A stretch I travel a lot in that area is 10 East, that brings you to the hospital there on the lakefront.
Yep.
Okay, you're familiar with the ones they put in there?
On Highway 310, sure.
Yeah, I know the locals hated that idea. I think they've worked fine.
I do. I take that area every day. Now, I don't mind the one-lane roundabouts.
Yeah.
But two-lane roundabouts, I ride a motorcycle, they are a death trap.
Well, yeah, because on a vehicle like that, your problem is people don't adhere to lane integrity.
No. Soccer mom and her cell phone, I've gotten cut off multiple times where they're weaving from one lane to another. I almost got killed on a roundabout at the foot of the bridge over the Fox in De Pere. Soccer mom sitting next to me on her cell phone. I'm in the right-hand lane. She nearly took the front tire off my motorcycle. She went from the left-hand lane to the right-hand lane within 3 feet of taking off from the entrance of the roundabout.
Thanks a lot for the call, Jamie. Even without cell phones, I see that as a problem. Here's a counter proposal that I would have then, that before the DOT allows – before the DOT just says, here's what we're doing, that in that proposal, in that recommendation, would be a lot more local input up front. I wonder if that isn't another way to do this. I just think there could be all sorts of things about a project you wouldn't like. That's my concern. Dennis on the road. Dennis, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. I'm currently working as a semi-truck driver, and I think we should let the engineers with the data make these decisions. I've seen, firsthand, I'm out here every day. They're a pain sometimes, the roundabouts, but compared to where they used to have four-way stops and now they have a roundabout, I've seen huge improvements. Even with the people who don't know how to use them, there's significant improvements in the traffic flow, through those intersections when they've changed it from four-way stop to roundabout. And I guess I don't have a problem with the single lane, because the two lanes, they are a little bit of a problem getting through, especially for the people that drive too fast.
Interesting, Dennis, because truckers are the people that have been bleeping and moaning the most about these.
I can see some of the specialized haulers may feel that way. If you have a low-bottom truck, low boy, something on that order, if you have a trailer that rides low to the ground, I can see that might be a problem. Or an extended-length trailer. I'm driving a regular 53-foot tandem axle trailer, so for me, it's easier. But some of the
Dennis,
ag equipment,
sorry,
I can
let
see
you
that
go there.
Being a problem.
I don't want to get in trouble here and go over. It's 10:30.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.